So they've had two water meetings this week at the Aspen City Council. On Monday, they approved an amendment to an existing contract to research water storage options under the golf course. And then Tuesday, they had a work session under the heading of Aspen's Water Future to begin considering the factors that they need to define in the effort of creating a water supply and demand study.
And all of this is in response to what? Why are they looking for temporary storage for their water?
Well, I think it's being mainly driven by the process that's underway, the due diligence process that's underway in water court. In October, the city council unanimously passed a resolution to file a due diligence application in water court to hang on to their 1965 conditional water storage rights for reservoirs on Castle and Maroon Creeks. And they also directed staff to begin looking at alternative storage options to those two reservoirs. So both things are now underway. The city is busy prosecuting its application in water court, in which it has told the state it intends to build the two reservoirs if necessary in the future. And it's also publicly looking for, in an open fashion, looking for alternatives to those two reservoirs at the same time.
And at this point, the are going to begin drilling to check if it's actually feasible to store water underneath their golf course.
Earlier this year, the city contracted with a major engineering firm in Longmont called Deer and Alt and asked them to consider a couple of different potential options. One was storing water in old silver mines underground Aspen. Consultants came back and said that's really complex and expensive. And they also looked at, can we build what's called an in-situ or underground reservoir, either on the golf course or perhaps at the Cozy Point Ranch. They also were supposed to, I think, at one point, take a look at the airport property, which is owned by the county. And the consultants came back and said, actually, you know, the potential for an in-situ reservoir under the Aspen Golf Course looks pretty good. On Monday, the council approved $116,000 to begin drilling 5 to 6 test borings or holes, much like drilling a well, and digging as many as 8 test pits to understand the nature of the gravel under the golf course.
And how much water can be stored under the golf course?
The consultant came back and said, preliminary, without drilling, I think it can hold about 1,200 acre feet of water.
And how does that compare to the actual allocation in the water right that they're trying to hold on to?
So again, the Maroon Creek Reservoir would hold 4,567 acre feet, and the Castle Creek Reservoir would hold 9,062 acre feet, if built as currently decreed. I think the golf course exploration is, well, if we can store 1,200 acre feet under the golf course, then they may be able to get to an answer. Is that enough? Are we comfortable with that storing that amount? Will that meet our future needs in the face of climate change? And if it is, then perhaps we can walk away from these reservoirs.
And if Aspen were to walk away from those water rights, what happens? Do they just move to the back of the line to be picked up by whoever's next?
Well, the city does a pretty good job of painting this notion that there's a giant boogeyman out there, typically described as the Front Range of Colorado, standing by waiting to come in and take the water. And that if they abandon these junior water rights, then someone will come in and see an opportunity to develop the water, take the water that currently they think is blocked because the city has these conditional water rights.